Ags. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. Joining us now, Mike Strain, the Commissioner of Agriculture and Forestry for the great state of Louisiana. Morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fantastic. It's not even 80 degrees right now. The last couple of mornings, we've already had a heat index over 100 by this time.
I know. Look, we've been having to be very, very careful out there in the heat, and this is good for crops. You know, when we get up there, you know, with the average temperature in that, you know, 80 to 90, when it gets up over 100, it can really have a negative impact on our crops. And it depends on, you know, when it is. And mostly it's about what the temperature is at night, whether or not it cools off at night. That affects fertilization and also the development of the actual crop itself. And so if it's too hot, you know, what we have with the rice doesn't want to, you know, fertilize, you know, so that it affects fertilization. But then for the soybeans, you'll have beautiful plants, beautiful pods, and no beans. And so it does have, it can have a major effect. One of the things, though, we are seeing right now is an uptick in mosquitoes and virus in mosquitoes all over the state. And so everyone needs to be very, very careful. We've seen some cases in North Louisiana. They're finding St. Louis encephalitis, you know, there, but also we've seen, you know, West Nile virus, and, you know, can't forget, you know, the Eastern and Western encephalitis. So we have to be careful right now. Everyone needs to just do what they need to do, you know, and all the precautions to keep from getting bitten by mosquitoes, because we don't vaccinate people. We vaccinate our horses. We don't vaccinate our people. So it's by non-exposure. So mosquitoes are a problem right now.
Yeah, wear that DEET, cover those arms and legs, and especially at dusk and dawn, be careful out there. I was just yesterday, my wife and I were driving through the middle of Tangipahoa Parish and past a cornfield, and all of the corn looked like it was literally burnt. I said, that's going to be popcorn soon. There wasn't a bit of green on any of the stalks or the ears or anything. And I thought, man, that poor farmer.
Yep. But we're going to get some beautiful rain. That will help. That will help because, you know, and as everything is moving forward, the other thing that's moving forward is all of these trade deals from, you know, across the world. And we've really been pushing to get these trade deals put in place really before August 15th. Because why? Because now is the time when the farmers are selling their crops on the market. The farmers contract, you know, their crops forward depending on what they look like, you know, and how the plants look and what the estimated yields are. But they don't wait until the crop is being harvested to sell the crop. They begin selling it, you know, after what, right up front, you know, once, you know, the plants break through the ground and everything looks good, they may go ahead and contract for maybe up to 25%, then midway through another 50%, and just maybe a little bit, you know, there at harvest. So we need to, you know, make sure that our commodity prices are where they need to be prior to harvest. And a lot of that is tied up in, you know, really two things. One, trade, and then the other is the value of the dollar against the foreign currencies. Well, and so, you know, things are moving in a positive direction, but we're not exactly where we need to be yet. But we're excited about these trade deals.
Well, yeah. Speaking of those trade deals, this week, President Trump announced a trade deal with Japan and opening up. And that's huge. a huge market. How big a deal is that going to be for Louisiana? And are there products that Louisiana is going to be able to now sell in Japan that our local farmers have not been able to ship over there in the past?
Rice. Number one, rice. You know, before it was so restrictive in Japan with imported rice. Literally, if you went over there and you had rice, you know, for, you know, just to demonstrate and, you know, and those sample packets to give away, that was a, you know, that was a criminal offense. You'd be arrested for that because they were so tight in controlling it. But the price of rice has doubled in Japan in the past year. And you see that there's been a shift now in the political sense there in Japan. You know, the current party lost the upper house, big shift, because one, they're tired of inflation and they're tired of the price of rice being so high. So this deal will open up the markets for Louisiana rice. But now we sell a lot of soybeans into Japan. If you look at the company, Zeno Grain, which is a headquarter, U.S. headquarters is in Mandeville, Louisiana, is the largest grain cooperative in the world, and it's Japanese owned. And they buy United States and Louisiana products and have a huge export facility on the Mississippi River. So, you know, so more and for beef, a market for American beef, soybeans, corn to some extent, but rice is a big, big deal.
All right, so good news. The new trade deal with Japan could be good news for Louisiana farmers and Louisiana's economy. When we come back with Commissioner Strain, I want to talk more about beef, as the feds now say ground beef is more expensive than it's ever been, and it keeps climbing. What does the future look like for beef? Are we going to have to take out a loan to buy a steak? We'll ask Mike that after we check on WWL traffic. We do have that delay about a mile of backup as you head from LaPlace to Kenner on the I-10 over the Bonnie Carey Spillway. Someone texted in that it's a broken down vehicle at mile marker 216. Hopefully that is pretty easy to clear pretty quickly. So you'll have to decide, do you want to stick with the Spillway or go to Airline? But hopefully they clear it quickly. We're talking with Louisiana Ag Commissioner Mike Strain. Commissioner, the feds came out with their government data about the average price of a pound of ground beef. Back in May, it was $5.50. Now it's nearly a dollar higher and almost $6.50 for a pound of ground beef. Do you see an end in sight to the highest ever prices for beef continuing to climb?
No, sir, I don't. In the last few days, yesterday, we set new records for price of cattle. If you look at on the hoof going into the feedlots, $3.31 a pound. Coming out of the feedlots, across the back, live weight, $2.27. And so when you look at that, and by the time you get that animal, processed, butchered, that's $4 a pound in that particular animal right there. And of course, that is bone in, and that's just across the back. And then so if you look at what it takes to make ground meat, you're probably looking at over $6 a pound cost for ground meat right now. That's
wow.
Cost.
That's the cost to produce it.
And yeah, if you do the math, $6.50, that ground meat is being sold at just a little above cost at the grocery store, if at all. It may be a loss leader to get people into the store because that's what it costs. We have the lowest cattle numbers that we have had since 1951, and they're continuing to decline. So, the average beef herd in the United States is about 20 head of cattle, and what happens is that the farmers are aging out, and we have less and less farmers with less and less cattle. We've been able to keep up with demand by having better productivity per animal, heavier weights, more efficient productivity. But now, we simply have less animals. Also, to exacerbate that is the issue of the New World screwworm problem in Mexico, where we're cutting off the importation of Mexican beef because we have found that screwworm within 300 miles of our southern border. And that is a huge problem. It will be a multi-billion dollar problem if that screwworm gets into the United States. And it doesn't necessarily just affect cattle. It affects all living creatures, and it is a fly, and we are fighting it desperately, but we're having to keep that Mexican beef out right now. So you're looking at cattle, normally a five-year cycle, but the cycle has somewhat decoupled from the normal cycle because we have just lower numbers, and it's so very expensive to go into the cattle business. So I think these lower numbers are going to be here. If the price of beef keeps going up, though, people will buy less, and that will bring the price down some. But the bottom line, lower numbers, less farms, less cows, and higher input costs.
Steak went up 12% the cost just last month. Thank you, Commissioner. I know there's other things we want to talk about. Next week, we'll catch you and get caught up on this UK trade mission and find out how that affects things here in Louisiana. Good to talk to you.